This is another education that we to Allen Park Heartland the Healthcare Center organization, John, J-O-H-N Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L. And John Howell is a 44 years old young man who initially admitted to Oakwood Hospital and Medical Center on January 15, 2013, with history of the frequent falling at home, and with the complaints of the left leg pain, and in fact, found to be non-displaced fracture at the distal second metatarsal, M-E-T-A-T-A-R-S-A-L, metatarsal bone, for which posterior splint was placed on and recommended non-wavering and transfer to Lepa Cutland Healthcare Center on January 21st, 2013 for extensive rehabilitation program before discharge home and live alone. Also treated for the acute on chronic renal failure as well as left knee sprain and hypomagnesemia, M-A-G-N-E-S-E-M-I-A, hypomagnesemia. Past medical history, depression, myocardial infarction, coronary artery bypass graft surgery, cardiac arrest, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, depression, asthma, right orchiectomy, O-R-C-H-I-E-C-T-O-M-Y, and left breast surgery, and social history, he lived alone, and a family history, non-contributory, and persistent issue, comprehensive the left leg and left foot pain, and physical examination, he's a lot oriented, cranial nerve, 3, 4, 6 shows intact, speech was intact, no facial asymmetry noted, and from strength for both arm and right leg shows pretty strong. Left leg has a heavy dressing on with posterior split. Conclusion number one, non-displaced fracture at the distal second metatarsal bone after falling accident. Number two, left knee sprain. Number three, acute on chronic renal failure. Number four, hypomagnesemia. Number five, depression / bipolar / schizophrenia. Number six, history of the coronary bypass graft surgery and myocardial infarction and cardiac arrest. Number seven, asthma. Number eight, history of the right orchiectomy and left breast surgery and perineal condition. Extensive skilled rehabilitation program as he tolerates with physical and occupational therapy daily program with non-wavering to a left leg. And I will follow this case and depend on his progress. Further recommendation followed regarding rehabilitation program. Thanks for your presence. Case 13.